this morning. All right. And that's where we're at. We move along. It is time after we say thank you to Steve and to Zima for coming on in. Now we had our appetizer. Now we get our main course. And that is the Positive Points on Aging, our friends from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. And we are happy to welcome back to the program our beloved Marcia Clayman. Hi, Marcia. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to apologize to both of you, though. You know how it is about good intentions, you know.
Sure, that sure. The road is paved with.
Well, let me tell you what happened Saturday, because I had you guys, you know, I was thinking about it, okay? I decided to stop at the newest tourist attraction off of I-95 to have lunch.
Did you stop at Bucky's?
Oh, my goodness.
Tell us more.
It is a tourist attraction. It is Disney World truck stop on steroids. Y'all, I got there at, I guess it was like 12 o'clock, and I walked in. And, I mean, first of all, the parking lot is packed. They got a big dog park. You see people out there playing with their dogs. You see people tailgating.
Come on!
I'm serious, because there's no tables to eat on. And if you want one of those good brisket sandwiches,
right,
you take it and you go out, and and people were tailgating.
That's
out in the parking
fascinating.
Lot. And I walked in and I looked and I was like, oh no. I mean, it was wall to wall. I have a video of it, wall to wall. And I went straight to the back, went to the little girl's room,
was
came
it clean?
Back and got my sandwich.
The bathrooms are always very clean, they said there.
Got my wonderful brisket sandwich. I mean, awesome.
All right, so I'm sorry. I know we got to get into talking about seniors, but you got to tell us. First of all, how much was it? Was it 15, 16 bucks for the sandwich? No.
I had a really good, I mean, talking big, on
right.
a big
yeah.
hamburger bun, brisket sandwich. It was $7.95.
There you go.
And two people really could have eaten it if you wanted to, you know, if you were being that
Kevin. Well, one of Kevin or one of Brian, but not, you know,
but,
two normal
little,
people.
And I had a little, I love apple turnovers for $1.75. And
right.
it was like $11 with tax.
Okay. That's wonderful.
But let me tell you, the people were very friendly that worked there. And I said, what is the best time to come here if you really want to see what's in this place? Because it's huge.
Right.
He goes, around 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
2 to 5 is a good time to go. So I'm just telling everybody out there, if you're out there traveling or if you have a late night, you
and
can't
And it is 24 hours, right? It's open.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, well, that's good advice. Thank you for the Bucky's
plug. The reason
plug.
Why I wanted to apologize is because I was going to bring you guys some Bucky's, but I couldn't get to them. I mean, it was just too
Those
packed.
Beaver thingies? That's what were they called, Brian? Beaver nuggets, yeah.
I couldn't get to them. It was just too much, and I said, I'll do it another day. So
that's fine. That's fine. Well, we're glad to have you here, and we're going to talk about our parents and our loved ones that are dealing with chronic disease today.
You know, and I'm almost afraid to even say the first two words because people get really, it's kind of like they put a wall up, and I don't want people to do that because this is a very important topic that all of us need to be aware
sure.
of because it's affecting us too, not just the seniors. But I'm going to talk about mental illness in our seniors, and it basically is going to be focusing more on depression. We could spend a whole hour talking on depression, then another hour talking about anxiety. But I think depression is the one that I really want to focus on today. And the stigma that goes along with mental illness, that's what people will put the wall up immediately. Like my mother, my mother had depression and she had Alzheimer's.
Right.
Depression
that's a came scary
first.
Combination.
Depression came first, and I could sit there and introduce her, and if I wanted to be, you know, very abrupt, I'd go, well, my mother has depression. You would go, oh, I'm sorry about hear about that. If I told you my mother had Alzheimer's, you really wouldn't have a problem with that. Depression would hit you more. It would you'd kind of like back off.
Yeah.
Because parts of depression, you know, you hear people that are bipolar. That's a severe side
Absolutely.
Of depression.
Absolutely. Sure.
So anyway, I wanted to talk about this because I see how it's affecting a lot of people, especially since COVID.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened is that when people have been isolated, like our people were during COVID,
mm-hmm.
It has caused depression, and these people have not received any type of treatment from it. They think now that the COVID scare is over with, that everything's okay, but it's not.
No, of course not.
Because we hear from family members that will say, so-and-so just sits there all day, and no music, no TV, they just sit there. That's not a good sign.
No, and it's you have to ask the question, Why is that person just sitting there? Is he or she sitting there because they're not familiar or aware of their surroundings, or they don't know how to alter their surroundings, or are they sitting there just because they don't have the onus, the energy, the desire to entertain oneself or to find something that brings them joy?
The one area that causes depression for our seniors of isolation, loneliness, is that feeling of abandonment.
Right.
That nobody cares anymore. And COVID just caused that to be so real for so many people.
It's very sad.
But the thing about serious mental illness, especially with depression, is that recovery is possible. There's a good treatment plan for those that have depression. You just have to follow a treatment plan. And I will tell you, when I first moved to Columbia, I've been in senior care for 20 years.
Sure.
I'm in 25 right now. But I took a two-year hiatus, and I worked for NAMI, which is the National Alliance of Mental Illness.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it before, but it's one of those places where the mission that they have, it's the largest grassroots organization in the United States. And what they do for people dealing with mental illness is unbelievable. And that's where I got a lot of my information between that and the National Institute of Health, that I went back and forth looking at different things, wanting to make sure I was giving you all the right information. The one thing I want to talk about before I keep going on about depression, mental illnesses are not the result of personal weakness, a lack of character, or poor upbringing. It's treatable. People that are diagnosed can experience relief from their symptoms by actively participating in an individual treatment plan. And I will use my mother as an example. My father called me one day and he just said, "I cannot do this anymore." She sat there hours after hours, wringing her hands, talking about how lonely she was.
Sure, sure.
And we put her into a behavioral hospital for several weeks. And between the medication and the therapy, the counseling, she came out of it wonderfully.
That's encouraging.
It is because right after that, she had been diagnosed with a type of cancer.
Right.
And the doctor said, "I've never seen somebody's attitude toward chemo so positive," because she came out of it and she was willing to try that treatment.
Sure. You know, Marshall, what's amazing about what you're saying here, and at least this is my interpretation, is you going back to what you were talking about with a diagnosis and things like that. We as a society are so comfortable, sad but comfortable, hearing, "Oh, you've been diagnosed with cancer. Oh, that's something we're going to give you our compassion. We're going to stop what we're talking about. We're going to focus on you when you say that." But when you hear about mental illness, people are so uncomfortable and so insecure themselves because you don't see it. But there's nothing, whether you've got cancer of the pancreas or cancer or depression of the brain, it's still something's wrong with your body. You just don't see the part with the brain. You don't understand it. And people don't want to react to that and offer the same level of care and compassion.
Well, and mental illness will affect anybody of age, race, religion, your socioeconomic status. But let me tell you this, is, you know me in numbers.
Sure.
When I talked about dementia a couple weeks ago, I said 1 out of 3 of our seniors are going to be diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's. Do you know there's 3 of us sitting in this room right now? We could go grab somebody else and make the ratio better, but it would say 1 in 4 American adults will experience an episode of mental illness per year.
Right.
Not per life.
Per year. Yeah.
That means depression, anxiety. You know, we're gonna fall into that, and it's how you recover from it is how you can keep going and not let it bring you so down.
No, I agree with you. And again, everything you're hearing about today, Marsha comes at this very statistically and factually based with her information every week when she comes in here, and she does a lot of research. This is what she does, and hopefully the goal here is to help you to understand some of the stigmas that are out there. We can be doing a better job when it comes to understanding those. Let's get you a look at the Fox Business Report. We'll come back with more with Marsha and the positive points on aging from Oakleaf Village in Lexington.
Mornings with Kev
Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Prices are higher and shoppers are heading to discount stores. Big Lots sales held up better than expected in its summer quarter, and its loss was smaller than forecast. Its sales declined in the period, but Wall Street was expecting an even larger drop. Chief Executive Bruce Thorne says Big Lots expects to correct inventory problems in coming months. It will also be cutting prices. Chipmaker AMD is launching a new gaming chip, which it promises will be the fastest processor in the world for gaming. The chip will be available this fall. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has sent Twitter another termination notice. MarketWatch says the new note claims if the Twitter whistleblower's allegations are true, then the company breached the provisions of the merger agreement. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Now is the time to diversify your investments with gold and silver to protect your retirement. Hi, it's Lisa Booth for Bishop Gold Group. Bishop Gold Group sells physical gold and silver delivered to your door or put directly in your IRA. Call Bishop Gold Group and tell them Lisa Booth sent you to receive a silver gift on your first order. Dial #250 from your mobile phone and mention keyword Bishop Gold or go to bishopgoldgroup.com. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from Bishop Gold Group.
Inflation has been brutal. The stock market hasn't been a whole lot better. You want to invest? You want an alternative to traditional stock market investing? Call Matt at thestockalternative.com. He's local. His number is 803-681-0528. Instead of traditional stocks and mutual funds, thestockalternative.com is where to turn. Give Matt a call. Ask some questions. He's happy to meet with you. He's happy to answer those questions. 681-0528 or online at www.thestockalternative.com.
Hey, I'm State Representative Chris Wooten.
And I'm State Representative Micah Caskey.
Join us on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. on The Rep.
We'll talk about everything that's happening at the State House and give you an insider's perspective.
All from the General Assembly. So join us at 9 a.m. on The Point, 100.7 FM or 1470 AM.
Hello, my name is Joe Wilson, Member of Congress. I'm honored to serve the people of the 2nd District of South Carolina and want to make sure you know that our office is here to help you. Red tape can be overwhelming, so if you need assistance with veterans benefits, Social Security, Medicare, or other issues, please contact the office at area code 803-939-0041 or the website joewilson.house.gov. We are here to help you, paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Have you had a broken windshield compliment to those South Carolina roads? The insurance company might try to steer you one way, to the big national guys. But remember, it's your choice. Go local. Call Absolute Glass.
We can repair your car back to factory specifications, including recalibrating all of your safety systems. We do great work and have been building long-lasting relationships for years.
That's why we've been voted best glass company in Lexington for 13 straight years. Visit us online at absoluteglassinc.com or call us at 951-7200.
And remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
Football is back. And this year, the Citadel is trying to be Top Dog.
Get in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out. Okay? All right. So you can't run with the big dogs. Stay on the ball.
Touchdown, Bulldogs. Fire those cannons. The Bulldogs are back.
The Citadel Bulldogs, all season long on 100.7 The Point.
The most dangerous appliance in the house is the clothes dryer. There's no bigger fire hazard than a dryer not working properly. I'm Patrick with Dryer Vent Wizard in Lexington. Is your dryer taking more than one cycle to dry clothes? It's more than cleaning out a lint trap. Dryer Vent Wizard helps with fire prevention, avoiding mold and mildew, saving energy, which saves dollars and extends the life of your dryer and even your clothes. Dryer vents are all we do. Online, it's LexingtonDryerVentWizard.com or call us today, 693-5357. That's 693-5357.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hill West and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
26 East at St. Andrews, Piney Grove, and Lake Murray Boulevard still backed up. Kelly Miller, EJW Road with an accident slowing thing down. Hardin at Laurel out. Medical Park at Hardin Street. Accidents. A touch of fog has yet to burn off. Diamond Dental Studio. If you have teeth but don't have a dentist, come see Dr. Michael for the care you deserve. Family and cosmetic dentistry. Forest Drive behind Zesto. Diamond Dental Studio. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on the point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studio.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
You know, Marsha's been comfortable doing radio when she knows our bumper music well enough that she's starting to sing along to the beat. So that's good stuff. Welcome back to the Positive Points on Aging. Here at the Point, Kev and Brian with you, and joined, as I said, by Marsha Clayman. She and Karen Picker do a beautiful job with this segment every week, preparing to help when it comes to our seniors, our loved ones, our parents, and things like that. We've been talking about depression, anxiety, that go along with chronic disease, and it's a challenge. It's an awful big challenge for a lot of folks that are out there. So we're talking a little bit about how to handle the depression and the anxiety for the loved ones and how to deal with it, Marsha. And let's pick up where we left off.
Well, I want to mention some things to look out for. If you have a loved one that has recently had a stroke or been diagnosed with cancer, if you have mental illness in your family, such as depression, you could be at a higher risk. Stress, including more so caregiver stress. We're just seeing a lot more of that right now.
Yeah.
Sleep problems, social isolation, lack of exercise, functional limitations, such as when we talk about mother just doesn't want to cook anymore. Well, you know, it's what's going on. I don't know. She just doesn't want to cook anymore. You know, she's just kind of given up. Addiction and alcoholism, any type of substance-induced can cause a depressive disorder. You know, what we're going to look at for signs and symptoms are, of course, is somebody that's constantly sad and anxious, feelings of hopelessness,
mm-hmm.
guilt, irritability, can't sit still, they're constantly moving around, decreased energy or fatigue, they're moving, talking more slowly, difficulty sleeping, they're eating more or they're eating less. And they have actually talked about death more than you want to hear about. This is how we can help them come out of that. You can't just say, you'll get over it. It's just a thing. You really shouldn't say that to someone. If they're really feeling bad like that, there's a reason.
That's the last thing they want to hear.
Doctors are ready and willing to talk to you about it. But let me tell you what you need to do. First of all, the number one thing is that if you are suspecting that your loved one has depression, you need to encourage them to seek medical treatment. There's nothing wrong with depression of being diagnosed with it. My mother would look at her pill bottles and she goes, this is for depression. Am I depressed? I go, yeah, Mom, you are, you know, and this is going to help you through it. You need to help them set up these medical appointments, and maybe it gets to the point where they do need some counseling, or they could go to a support group. NAMI has support groups all over the state, and they help family to family, or they help peer to peer. So whatever makes you most comfortable, you can get that through NAMI. You want them to continue to participate in activities like they used to do, so try to encourage them to get back to the senior center or get back to the library club. Whatever it is, you try to encourage them. Let's stay active. The thing about depression is that it will get better with treatment. Counseling, medication, and other types of treatment will help. But you've got to have a doctor to help you through this, because more than likely they're going to put you on an antidepressant,
mm-hmm.
which sometimes can take weeks for it to take effect. And once it takes effect, then, you know, you find an even keel there. But if not, you're going to be going up and down in a cyclical pattern, which will continue to cause more anxiousness.
Right. And sometimes you got to tweak the meds too. You know, sometimes, yeah. you know, you it's not just an automatic, okay, we'll give it 11 days and you'll automatically feel better. I mean, there's some adjustments that have to be made also to things like that. So I love what you're saying here. One is about the acceptance of it and the fact that it's not something to be looked down upon, but also, there's help out there available for
Absolutely.
You. There is help.
And for all of us, whether we're the caregiver or it is our loved one, here's some quick things. Be physically active. Eat a healthy, balanced meal. Get 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them in touch with family and friends. Don't let them become isolated. Get them to participate in those activities that they enjoy. Let your friends and your family, and especially your doctor, know when you're feeling these feelings of depression. Don't hide it, because it's not going to do anybody any good if you hide it, because it's just going to get worse. I want to encourage people that if they want more information on NAMI, you just go to NAMI.org. Like I said, it is a wonderful program. It's free. It is one of the best I've ever been involved with. And it's something we should be proud of, that we've got the main office for the whole state right here in Columbia.
I really think it's important that if you are listening to this program right now and you suspect that a mom, a dad, an uncle, an aunt, someone that you love, a senior, might be dealing with some form of depression, you're not alone, first of all. You don't have to confront this person alone. You don't have to deal with it by yourself. There are people who want to help. Your mom's doctor, your dad's doctor, you can talk to them and let them be the bridge, if you would. Let them be the conduit. Let them ask the questions. If you're afraid mom's going to get really mad at me if I start asking her if she's depressed again, let the doctor do it, because our parents, at least my mom, has always put her doctor up on this little pedestal of, you can't ask me this, but if she asks me it, it's fine. Okay, then let the doctor be the one who does it, because she's perfectly comfortable asking all the questions. I prep the doctor, she does the questioning. So there's always somebody that can help, whether it's a counselor, a social worker, someone in the doctor's office. You're not alone if you're scared about having this talk, or if you're just scared about how to deal with it. If you've had the talk, there's always support groups. There's NAMI, as you talked about. There's just the general practitioner and regular doctor that can steer you in more specific to get this or to get that. But you're not alone. I can't stress that enough. People want to help, but you got to let them know. You can't hide, because there's nothing to be ashamed of here.
Think of it this way: mental illness, it is an illness. Just like any of us could have an illness, we cannot be embarrassed by it. We need to work toward recovery, and we'll be so much happier when we can get that help that we need.
Well, and again, I was talking about this a little bit yesterday in the late part of the afternoon drive in the 5 o'clock hour, and I was talking about celebrities, believe it or not, Marsha, how we hear about some celebrities that are taking time off because of mental health issues. And people are like, oh, come on, suck it up, Buttercup. How bad can it be to be a rich celebrity? Why you got to stop your concert tour and this and that? And I brought up the point, I was saying, listen, that was my first reaction too when I heard about some of these singers that are stopping their tours midstream because of mental health issues. But then I thought, you know what? In the old days, that's when we heard about them turning to drugs as their way to get through the pressures and the walls closing in. Now they're recognizing that they don't want to get hooked on drugs, so instead they're taking mental health breaks. And that's what we got to recognize, is that this is a situation that, whether you're famous or you're not, sometimes the walls just close in on you a little bit and you need a little help.
Right, and you think about Naomi Judd, That was so sad, and it was something that could have been prevented, but she had suffered for a long time, and that's how she decided she was going to...
And the suffering, and that's not a solution. That's a permanent solution.
Yeah.
What's the saying? It's a permanent solution to temporary problems. Yeah. Get help. Today on the afternoon drive, just so you know, we've got someone coming in named Dennis Gillen, and Dennis is somebody who's not one, but two of his brothers took their lives, committed suicide. And so we're going to be talking about more of what you're talking about today with mental health issues and discussing it on the afternoon drive. But in the meantime, if you've got a senior who you think is going through any of these issues and you want to get more information from Marsha, more information about this, how can they reach you?
Please call us at 803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com. And if you need any resources, Karen and I have got years of experience. We have a lot of areas that we can direct you to.
Yeah. And they're so generous with their time. This isn't because they're trying to get you to move into an assisted living facility at Oakleaf Village. It's because they're compassionate, loving people, and they want to help you and your families. So thank you, Marsha. Appreciate you very, very much. Thank you, thank you. Brian, great stuff. Your Way Home coming up next with John and Erica. And I'll see you this afternoon at 4 o'clock for the afternoon drive. Have a great day.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, fireplaces. Summer sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's the anniversary of a milestone in the tragic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.